Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars, and we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke, because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASD report, came out for February, and Allendale's Rich Nelson gives us an update.
You know, for the most part, the trade wasn't expecting USDA to really give us too much to speak of regarding the new discussions on demand, and USDA really did not. We did notice on the corn side, stocks were lowered from 1.552 billion bushels to now 1.502. So they recognize about 50 million bushels on the corn side as far as export sales. Soybean numbers actually not too bad, dropping from 140 to now 120 million bushels. Discussion for the soybean side is actually, you know, this implied stocks to use 2.6% is actually the lowest of any stocks to use number we've traded in modern history during the marketing year. And it retests the ending numbers posted for the 2013-14 marketing year. So very tight supplies were recognized, at least for soybeans. And as far as the discussion on wheat, looks like the trade focus was, well, no change for today's report. Keep in mind, though, we do have 1 week of good export sales behind us. So perhaps maybe those numbers might tighten up in maybe some future reports.
World-ending stocks showed a moderate decline, and some saw that as a sharper drop than what was expected. Why is that?
You know, as far as the wheat side, the USDA did recognize some higher demand for both China as well as India, which we really didn't expect to see. For example, the Chinese demand number was raised by 5 million tons. So even though we didn't really have any major changes for wheat production, this certainly was a good increase for the demand discussion. Now on the world side of wheat, though, you know, we're not quite fixing things yet on the world's discussion. The stocks to use number that USDA has plugged in, it's still the second largest ever for the world numbers on the wheat.
With dry global conditions, can we expect to see more global corn and soybean production going forward?
And that's a really good question here. So, you know, as it stands right now, everybody in the trade is just going to plug in trend line yields for right now for corn and soybeans, the upcoming crops. Also, you know, we do have our questions regarding questions on the winter wheat production discussion as well, which will be addressed once we get some spring rains going. But bottom line for us, there's still a significant amount of risk. And like you mentioned, as far as the drought discussion on the U.S. side, and forecasters still suggesting summer, or specifically late summer dryness, that might be something to watch here these next few months.
Will this particular report have much impact on the market prices?
You know, for the most part, this was considered a minor disappointment with corn, with obviously some lower trade for today's discussion. In the grand scheme of things, though, this is still the second highest corn close we've had yet of this uptrend. And heck, given what the trade still feels its own balance sheet, personal beliefs regarding corn supply demand, we can't quite say this is going to stop the bull market here yet for either corn or soybeans.
That's Allendale's Rich Nelson. You've got farm news on Ron. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.